Before several hundred students, parents, and staffers in a rally at the State House, ECOT Board President Andrew Brush said the school was in a fight for the future of education.
And in this fight, we don't want special treatment. We merely want the right to fair treatment and equal protection under the law.
Just hours later, a state hearing officer sided with an Ohio Department of Education audit showing that ECOT could prove only about 40% of the more than 15,000 full-time students it was paid for. He ordered ECOT return $60 million, or the money could be deducted from future payments. ECOT had appealed ODE's claim, saying the state unfairly changed how students are to be counted. The State Board of Education will take up the hearing officer's ruling at its June meeting. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.